All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, one day away from the 4th of July.
That is correct. It's the day before.
Yeah, July 3rd, yes, the day before all the fireworks in Kenyon Stadium.
And, of course, you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there emceeing it. Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure will be playing. We're going to have fun.
I mean, that's a great show. It's classic Chapel Hill in the summer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I always take great pride and pleasure in being a part of that. And
thank you, Town Council, for voting us funds to do the fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be over in Carborough early in the day.
That's a fun thing.
For the entertainment stage over there, underneath that great big old oak tree.
That's beautiful.
I guess it's an oak tree, whatever the tree is. Great big old tree in front of Town Hall.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Exactly. Great place to be. So, hey, it's going to be a busy day.
Today we're doing another history question. Forgive me. I got to do it. I can't. I mean, I could not live with myself if I did.
You got to get it out, man.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, here we go, folks. History. At 3 p.m. today, 150 years ago, if not the greatest and most doomed infantry charge took place at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Most know it as Pickett's Charge.
Okay.
What is the more correct title, which would include all three men who led Confederate divisions in that assault? So, most people know it as Pickett's Charge. Technically, that's incorrect. What the three men who led those Confederate troops across the field that day, that afternoon, and what the charge should be called? Not just Pickett's Charge, but Pickett and then two more names.
MasterCard, Visa, and Discover.
No.
Those charge cards.
And it wasn't...
Never mind.
Oh, that is pretty clever.
Yeah,
that's quick. That was
I know.
Good.
I am.
That was good.
Pretty
was
clever.
Good. See, if you just say Pickett's Charge, it only implies Virginians. Mm-hmm. But there were Alabamans, Mississippians, Tennesseans, North Carolinians, Floridians.
Hmm.
Give us the three names. So it should be the Pickett blank blank charge to be correct.
We're kind of in the middle of your wheelhouse right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully somebody who's been in my classes.
Yeah.
Some of my old students, maybe.
All right.
And at 3 o'clock today, you just reflect for a second.
You got it.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off. $60 towards all services and repairs available until midnight for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire. Use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil changes, state inspections, tires, repairs, and other services. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hey, Freddie, you were asking a trivia question this morning. It's basically known by most people as Pickett's Charge.
Yep.
That is technically incorrect.
Yep. It rolls off the tongue, and it's what it's been called for years and years and years.
What is the correct answer?
The Pickett Pettigrew Trimble Charge.
Hmm.
The Pickett Pettigrew Trimble Charge. George Pickett, Virginian. James Johnston Pettigrew, who graduated from the University of North Carolina and reputed to still have the highest grade point average of anyone to graduate the University of North Carolina in its history.
Really?
Yes, and Isaac Trimble.
Mm-hmm.
Another Virginian, but those three men led the Confederate divisions across the field from Seminary Ridge to Cemetery Ridge. And the if you call it Pickett Pettigrew Trimble Charge, now you include all those people who made the part of the 13,000 who went across that field.
I'm going to be honest with you. I started trembling when you started to ask a trivia question, you know, the history question. So, you know, I had one of those and didn't even know it.
Yeah, you did.
Trimble.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
That's very good.
All right, man.
See you tomorrow for the 4th.
You got it.